Welcome back. Joining me now, Coach Tim Cool. And, Coach, congratulations. You picked up a nice little win, 53-28. This is one of those wins where it's just hard to judge. We didn't shoot well, but we're leading by 20 points most of the second half. So it's just hard to get a finger on just how well the team played here.
Yeah, you know, we really didn't play great offensively, but what we did do well was we ran the floor well. You know, our transition offense was really about all we got. As far as offense goes, especially in the first half. But then we couldn't really even do that until we started rebounding better. So once we started guarding a little better and rebounding better, then we could run the floor, and I thought that really helped kind of get our offense going. You know, I thought we were a little rusty. Guys didn't shoot well, but they played well together, and they played hard. And so those two things cover up a lot of problems, and, you know, I think we're going to get better as the week goes, hopefully. You know, as far as sharpness offensively, but our guys, you know, they guarded well. I thought we did a good job on some of Plattsburgh's better scorers. You know, and once we rebounded, then we were okay because then we could run the floor.
Well, one of the keys to the developing the lead early was Nate McKitty. Had just 7 points below his average, but had a lot of steals, some assists, really did a lot of good things on the floor.
Yeah, you know, he really does a great job leading our break. He's a great decision maker, and the guys trust him, and they know that if they'll run the floor, he's going to find them. And I thought we moved the ball pretty well in our full court transition offense, and Nate leads that. And when he's on the floor, you know, he's a dual threat because he can drive and finish, and he can also, you know, draw help and find the open man. So he does a great job for us running the point. And again today, kind of set the tone for us early, getting us out and getting us, you know, running the floor and got some easy baskets, and that kind of jump started our offense. And we figured out, you know, once we rebounded, we could go do that.
I know you've had some kids that have been a little under the weather. Are we starting to get a little more healthy finally?
A little bit. You know, we practiced yesterday, and I kind of thought after 3 days off that they would be healthy. You know, maybe not in as great a shape, but health-wise I thought they'd be okay, and we really weren't. You know, still got a lot of guys coughing. So I thought today, again, I thought Brandon Lamp and Cody Evans both coming off the bench and gave us great sparks. I thought they really relieved some of our guys who needed a little extra rest because of being sick. And Brandon Cody logged a lot of minutes tonight and did a great job. And it's nice when you can have guys come off the bench, and we really didn't lose anything. You know, and it gave our guys who were a little under the weather a chance to rest a little bit today.
Don't know who you play next. That game's coming up later, Mid-Buchanan or Rockport. Guess it doesn't really matter. Just got to be ready for who's next.
That's right. You know, this is a tournament week, and we're using this as sort of a way to get ready for a district tournament week. You know, we've just finished round one, so step one is in the books. You know, we had to win this one to move on to that next round, and you know, whoever we play is going to be a challenge. You know, we saw Mid-Buck last year, very well coached. Their kids play extremely hard. I don't know as much about Rockport. We're going to stay and scout and watch the game, so I'll get a little bit better idea. But either team that we play is going to be a tough team, and we're going to have to be ready.
All right, Coach, thanks for the visit.
All right, thank you, Randy.
That's going to wrap it up from here. Chillicothe wins it 53-28 to improve to 7-2, and Chillicothe's next game will be Monday at 6 p.m.